that, it's Jackie from Mackie who's come into the studio. How's it going, Jackie?
Well, hello. Yes, well, I'm well. Well, hello. Yes, I'm great. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. You done much of your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, I've done about as much as I normally have done by this time of the year. No Zippo.
Oh, well, you know, I think we stress out too much.
Oh, I definitely stress.
I think it's nice to bring it back to basics.
Oh, that's what I'm going to tell everyone when I don't get around to it. You know what? Jen told me, don't worry about presents this year, kids. We're going to bring it back to basics.
I don't know, give them some homemade gingerbread or something.
Oh, yay.
I don't know.
They wouldn't want that if I was making it.
I've just got a few people that I give presents to and little kids.
Aww.
You know, kids in the fam.
Yeah, no, I go crazy.
Because presents are so special for children.
They are. They're special for big children too, Jen.
Yeah. Well, adults.
Yes.
Is that what otherwise you call
known,
adults?
Otherwise known as adults. Yes. Correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like presents.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you. Very important information.
Very important information. Hey, I mean, I did get you a chocolate, a huge thing of chocolate once.
And my black bag.
Oh, that's right. That was when we went on a little cruise through some off shops.
It has been used a lot more than what I anticipated. It has come in very, very handy.
Oh, lovely. Do you get your dogs, your cats and dogs? Do you have any cats? No, you're a dog person.
Dog.
Yeah. Do you get your dogs any presents?
And Geordie with Chubby Bunny Boxes, she's doing up dog treats, like special, really good for you Christmas dog treats. She did it last year.
Yeah.
And she sold out.
Oh, wow.
I know. And so she's gone, okay, I've got to get it organised. She sources it locally from a lady who makes all these dog treats as a little business.
Yeah.
And she repackages them. And yeah, so no, lots of people do Christmas presents for their animals.
I love that. And, you know, of course, a lot of us millennials now not having children, treating dogs like our babies.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yes, there's definitely a market there.
Yeah.
Don't get Hamish started on that, though, by the way.
Why?
Because he thinks it's ridiculous how we give dogs like human-looking treats and things like that.
Yeah. So, it'd be another thing that I would that would come out of my mouth that would just annoy Hamish.
No, he loves you. but speaking of dogs, you've got a little thing to share with us today, a little story.
I read during the week there's research being done.
Yeah.
This blow you away. In Japan that female dogs judge their owners when they make a mistake.
Specifically female dogs?
Yes, yes, yes. So what they did was they did this study where they had two people opening up a container and they made one struggle with the lid, getting the lid off, and the other one, you know, just do it easily. And they monitored the dogs. And what happened was, and then they repeated it and repeated it. And what happened was the female dog started to just look at the competent person. Mm. And then after a while, they just ignored the incompetent person completely. And they gravitated to the competent person.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they...
That's like a survival technique.
Absolutely. Except for the fact it's completely lost on the male dogs.
That's pretty amazing.
And we're going to leave that there. So, no, but the male dogs saw no difference.
That's really crazy.
But the female dogs astute enough to figure out, okay, this is the one that's going to get that container lid off and possibly feed me. And they completely, that's where they go to.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed that with your dogs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they follow you around the house, not your partner?
No, it was based on competency. Yeah, I wouldn't get a look in. I did notice years and years ago when I had a little puppy, and well, I still have her. She's old now. But when I was working from home, I used to put Dr. Phil on in the middle of the day, and just for stop and have lunch. And it got that way that the dog, as a puppy, she would get up and sit in front of the TV waiting for Dr. Phil.
Aww.
I know. I thought, wow, she's so smart.
That's hilarious.
She's getting all her psychological tips. I don't know why I did it. It was just something I got into there for a short time. And the dog was in a pattern of watching Dr. Phil.
Wow.
I know.
Getting some tips, learning about psychology.
I sometimes looked at her and thought, she's a lot smarter than me.
Hey, thanks for dropping in, Jackie.
Oh, thanks for having me.